powerful network of law enforcement agencies. From the four divisions of police investigators, we present first the crime division, in which particularly well-trained men are assigned to specialize in uncovering crimes of larceny, auto theft, checks for theft, as it is commonly called. Generally, thefts are committed by amateurs and are difficult to trace unless the owners refrain from destroying possible evidence and act promptly to call police. Professional thieves eventually are caught, frequently trapped because of their very consistent operations. As this motion picture acquaints you with the various police departments, remember that each department is ready to help you at all times. As the chart will show, crimes of larceny are lower in St. Paul than is usual in the average large American city, but a better record certainly is possible, such as the sharp reduction in automobile thefts, accomplished because of public indignation against car thieves. The passing of laws which make interstate transportation of stolen cars a federal offense, and the introduction of two-way radio and fast statewide police communication have cut in half the number of stolen cars. St. Paul's experience compares very favorably with the average of other cities. $6,700 of stolen merchandise was located in pawn shops in 1940 and returned to the rightful owners. Supervision of pawn shops is an important function of the group of detectives especially trained for the work. When one human being takes the life of another, either intentionally or through inexcusable carelessness, in such crimes as murder or manslaughter while driving under the influence of liquor or dope, the homicide squad undertakes the solution of the crime and the arrest of the criminals. Happily, such occurrences are rare in St. Paul, and in recent years, practically all killings of this nature have been solved and the killers punished. Burglary is forceful entrance with intent to rob or damage property. Most crimes of this nature can be prevented if property owners will provide good locks, strong doors, and locked windows. Families who leave their homes unoccupied during absences from the city should notify police, who will inspect the home daily. In 1940, of 840 unoccupied homes where police were notified in advance, not one was burglarized. Police women always interview girls or women who have been molested by sex perverts. The services of police women are very helpful after occasions of this nature, and their careful investigations help in locating and arresting the offenders. Don't hesitate to call police when mashers force their attentions. Prompt action may prevent tragic consequences. We present next the Morals Division of police investigators who battle against commercial vice, the foundation of organized crime. In commercial, by cooperating, gambling, happy-go-lucky citizens, otherwise well-respected, with a card stacked against them, in games of chance sacrifice a large percentage of their money, which then goes to line the pockets of gangsters and to finance their rackets. The Moral Squad enforces the laws against gambling, supervises places licensed to sell liquor, and constantly raids disorderly houses which appear from time to time. These places are uprooted as fast as they become known, whether they are just small dives or elaborate establishments. And with national agencies, the constant drive against dope peddlers and narcotic addicts is maintained. Also, a special division of the Moral Squad uncovers the sale of offensive magazines and prosecutes the distributors of sensational publications. Detective Division handles juvenile delinquency, and several policewomen and counselors assist in this important... Crime prevention begins with character training in the home. Rare is the criminal who... County attorney and his staff, working with police detectives, prepare cases for court trial. And in 1940, as a result of their detailed preparation, 1,178 out of 1,186 court cases resulted in conviction of the defendants. The grand jury scrutinizes the operation of police to ensure fair treatment of those arrested. And each defendant has the constitutional right of trial by a petty jury, supervised by district and municipal judges elected by the citizens.